The government of Pakistan argues it is a great ally of the United States and its nationals should be exempted from registration. Last week, Pakistan's foreign minister, Khurshid Kasuri, made the case to Washington. He met with Secretary of State Powell, Attorney General Ashcroft, and even spoke briefly with President Bush. But the administration has not relented, and the exodus of thousands continues. NPR's Margot Adler went to a Pakistani neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York, where the effects of the registration policy can be seen on almost every corner.
If you walk or drive along the streets of Coney Island Avenue and Fort Hamilton Avenue in Brooklyn, you can see signs on shops and restaurants in Urdu and Arabic. There are grocery stores selling meat that has been prepared according to Islamic law, restaurants serving lentil and goat curries, with stacks of sugary jalebis behind pastry cases. Mohammed Khan, a diagnostic radiologist who came to the United States about 20 years ago and is now a U.S. citizen, is taking me on a drive through the neighborhood. We pass an occasional mosque, we notice barbershops, jewelry stores, travel agencies, but on this bright Saturday afternoon, there are locked doors and for rent signs on every block.
There's another store coming in there. It's the corner of 60th Street and Fort Hamilton. You could see it's a halal meat grocery store. And you have a sign here for rent on this, and it's closed.
We drive on Coney Island Avenue through an area that, on a normal Saturday, Khan says, you might see 100 people on each block.
Now I see only 10, 15 people walking. People don't want to come out. Some people are either illegal, or they are in green cards, or they're scared. Most of the people don't want to buy anything. Their future is not certain.
We walk into the Khyber restaurant. Manover Hussain, who runs the establishment, points to the empty tables.
Almost 60% business is gone. People is scared.
Are people mostly just staying home, or are many people really leaving?
They're mostly people leaving. They go to Canada, and they mostly people go to back Pakistan.
Everyone says business began to decline after September 11th, after the detention of more than 1,000 Muslim immigrants. But Pakistanis say things have gotten even worse since the announcement in December that many foreign-born Pakistanis who were not citizens would have to register by February 21st or risk deportation. Rumors keep spreading. Just walk into a neighborhood travel agency. Taj Akbar runs a small business that is part travel, part tax preparation. The store has become a meeting place for the community. When we enter it, it is filled with people, including Akbar's own children. We are offered food and drink, and at least 15 people are conversing. Mohammed Khan starts talking to a young man, clearly a professional, who is planning to leave for Canada in a couple of weeks. Although his record is completely clean, he says, he is afraid to register. He won't give his name.
This country was full of immigrants. The basic foundation is immigrants. Now they have changed it. They have totally ignored the human rights and the amnesties. The people, now they are afraid. They are so much feared that you don't know what to do. Now many of the people, like qualified people like me, I have done masters and I have been many courses up here. But now I see no future, because you never know when they will be after you.
He has no hard statistics, but he worries about the internment camps for the Japanese during World War II. Taj Akbar, who runs this office, says you can see what is happening just by looking at the people who come by.
They are very much upset and scared, and as you see, people are coming to buy tickets, and mostly the people are coming to buy one-way tickets.
How many tickets before this happened would you be selling in a day or a week, and how many are you selling now?
Well, before, you know, we used to sell like 4 or 5 tickets a day. We are not that big here, but now we are selling like 10, 15 tickets a day.
Chris Kobach is counsel to Attorney General John Ashcroft. He told NPR that Pakistani fears have been exaggerated. As of last week, about 5,800 Pakistanis had registered, and Kobach said only 110, about 2%, were detained for any period of time, usually a few hours, before a hearing date on their status was set for the future.
One of the issues that a lot of people have gotten wrong who have reported the story have said all Pakistani citizens in the United States who are males 16 and over. Well, that's not exactly it. It's Pakistanis who are here on temporary visas. And so that excludes naturalized U.S. citizens, green card holders, or lawful permanent residents. It's only people here on student visas, work visas, and the like who are here temporarily, and that number is less than 20,000 people.
Kobach says of the total 28,000 people from 25 countries who have come in for registration, only 92 are currently in detention, although 1,200 were detained at some time. Most of those 92, he contends, have serious criminal records. Although Attorney General John Ashcroft told the Pakistani Foreign Minister that registration was an irreversible process, Kobach told NPR that there are exemptions.
For example, if the State Department knows that someone's coming over on a special visit, they can actually make an exemption on their own. Or if an individual comes to the INS and says, you know, look, I travel back and forth across the border every week. I don't want to register every time. We'd say, sure, if we can go ahead and do a background check, we grant grant an exemption.
But a New York City Pakistani journalist, Mohsen Zahir, of the Saadeh Pakistan Weekly, says many people are neither legal nor illegal. They are, as he put it, in the process. And sometimes their cases are backlogged for years, or they have lost a crucial document. And rightly or wrongly, they are afraid that if they go in, they will be deported. Mohammed Khan says even he, a U.S. citizen, feels a change in the air.
I don't feel the way I used to feel, free. And even the police ask you, never in the last 20 years, never ever a police asked me if whatever is my legal status.
How many times have the police asked you for your status?
So far twice, two times, but I don't know how many more times it's going to happen. So
you told me that you're actually carrying your passport.
Yes, I do carry a passport in my pocket.
And when did you start feeling that you had to do that, you had to carry your passport all the time?
From last, like, 3 months when I started hearing that registrations phenomena.
Khan said those are the kinds of policies one experiences in Saudi Arabia and the communist countries. But U.S. registration of foreign nationals may well be expanded. Attorney General John Ashcroft said last Thursday that registration would eventually encompass all countries of the world whose nations needed visas to enter the United States. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.